Tomorrow, most middle school students in my local school district will return to full-time in-person education for the first time in more than 14 months. I wondered how students are feeling about the return, so I asked a seventh grader, whom I know pretty well, what her feelings were about it. I asked her two questions. What are you most excited about going back to school? And what are you most worried about returning to? I was surprised to hear that her answer to both was seeing my friends. She said she was excited because it has been so long since she has seen all her friends in the same place, together, in school. She says she has missed them a lot. She said she was worried about seeing her friends because her friend groups now aren't the same as they were 14 months ago. She now has two distinct groups of friends, and she added, they don't really like each other very much. What do you do when you're caught in the middle between quite different groups? This can be a tough situation, especially when friends are as important as they are to middle schoolers. My advice would be to plan your behavior in advance. Know exactly what you're going to do if one group starts bad-mouthing the other. For sure, don't take part in the name-calling. Observe who is modeling the behavior that most closely represents the things you believe in. You may well be able to preserve all or most of your friendships, but you may not. The most important thing is that you remain a good friend to yourself. This is Mr. Nixon with a little something to think about.